Like in parts of the Gaza Strip and, of course, in Israel. Our Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to the rescue. Don't they always send the Clintons? Although she is, as I said, that important part of the cabinet called defense. She is the first wall or the first line. She was in Israel on an emergency visit and then talking to Benjamin Netanyahu, the Palestinians, and the Egyptians as well, but no conversations with Hamas, because Hamas means terror. And are we really going to have a meeting with Hamas people? The answer to that is no. But some of the crazy things that are happening along that Gaza Strip, you wouldn't believe. We're going to talk about it this hour, but that's not the only thing we're going to talk about. We'll talk about, of course, Thanksgiving, your favorite part of the meal. And if you're traveling, please send us your travel photos. My name's Kate Delaney. If you've never heard the show before, this is a little slice of America. So we named the show America Tonight. A big shout out to all of you in those nooks and crannies, including our friends outside the borders, like Jack Down Under and Bobby B in the UK, who constantly emails me. He says some pretty clever things, including, what's the deal with cutting off the heads of all the turkeys and making that your major reason to sit and huddle with the family? I think Bobby's a Brit and he's lived there for his whole life and he doesn't understand Thanksgiving. But I certainly understand Thanksgiving. And if there's one thing in your life that you are thankful for and you want to share it on these airwaves, please do. Let me give you the digits right at the top. 855-266-KATE. In translation, numerically, when you ring in 855-266-5283. We go to Washington, across the United States, and on the left coast, rather, to Sally. Hello, Sally.
Hi, Kate.
Hello.
I am thankful that I think I told you this earlier that my daughter got back safe and sound from Afghanistan.
Yay. Thank her for her service.
I will. And I'm having Thanksgiving at her house on Thursday. And then I'm thankful for your talk show.
Thank you. And we're thankful you call in.
Well, you were talking about movies. I just got home from the movie theater tonight. And I went to see Flight with Denzel Washington. And they were going to show it. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to stop you and say, let me guess what you went to see. But Flight, so, okay, I'm going to give you my assessment, and I want to hear yours. Just on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being really, really good, I'm going to say that movie was pretty, pretty darn good because it really dealt with addiction, and I'm going to give it an 8+. What about you?
I cried towards the end. I cried. I didn't even know. I felt this tear running down my cheek. I forgot I was watching a movie. Denzel Washington is such a good actor. I really was pulling for him, and I forgot I was actually at the theater. I was really into the movie. You know, he does such a good job. He's a wonderful actor.
He is a wonderful actor, and he was good in that role. He may get nominated for something, and here's a fun fact. We don't want to tell you everything about this for people who haven't seen it because this is, you know, movie season here at the holidays.
Right.
But, Sally, what's interesting is in the plane, when they were shooting those scenes in the plane, they actually had the actors hanging in a plane upside down.
I know. Yeah.
So wild.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
They actually did. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
It was very realistic. I have to give you that.
That's
why. It was exciting.
Why.
But I did. At first, I wasn't sure. When the movie started, I was like, "Huh." I wasn't sure. But like I said, towards the end, I felt a tear running down my cheek. It really, you know, I was into the movie. I believed it. And then I went to the mall earlier today, and we've been having storms and flooding here. And I live in a port town, and we had a big truck, one of those warehouser trucks, tip over on the bridge. We have bridges everywhere here where I live.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of flooding and so a windstorm. And but I went to the mall and it was very barren. I mean, we've got Sears, Penny's, the movie theater. I went to see my friend. She has a fish place there. It's it's almost empty. You know, I think we're going to have another recession or a depression. And I asked you something the last time I talked to you. Who said that you cannot have a country exist without manufacturing? I'm not saying it right, but you know what I'm saying, that quote? Who said that? They said it was important that a country have manufacturing. Because when I was in economics, I was going to get my accounting degree, and I've taken economics, and the teacher was expounding on how we're becoming more service-oriented and everything.
Right.
And, of course, I raised my hand. I said, well, what happens when we hit bad times? I said, people don't want to go out and have their hair done. They have their friend do it. They don't go out to eat as much. They don't go out. You see what I'm saying?
Sure.
So I said, what about the jobs, you know, the manufacturing jobs?
Well, you know what? I don't know who said it. This is like a Jeopardy question. I don't know who said it, unless if you go back to the founding fathers, that was one of the things that because he was famous for so many quotes that Benjamin Franklin talked about making things, but he didn't say manufacturing. But
yes,
you could trace something similar to that back to Franklin for sure. And it's true. You have to have manufacturing. It can't be all service-oriented or we're sunk. And we know that. And Sally, here's an interesting fact. Believe it or not, with the struggles and the shutdowns of plants and then the concern over not making enough in America, we are still the leaders in manufacturing. But what the problem is in some cases is that things have changed because they have to compete. Some of the places that make things have to. And that's what happens. Some of the pieces and all the other things that would normally be part of that whole manufacturing complex are not made there. So that means the loss of jobs and all of that. So it's kind of a misleading a little bit about the manufacturing numbers.
And
we're going to have.
They steal our stuff and they make a cheaper thing of it. You know,
yes,
they steal the handbags,
yes,
they steal everything from us.
Yeah.
And they produce it cheaper, and that is killing us. And I don't see us ever getting better. And government cannot make jobs. Government creates the climate for jobs to be made. Why
right.
is that so hard for people to grasp? That is what you learn in economics.
I don't
government
know.
Government only produces more government. They don't. And if this government keeps getting bigger, we're going to get it's going to crash. That's what I see coming.
It's going to crash because then what's going to happen is we're going to have to pay how much are the taxes going to be because the government, runs on our money. So you have to have the tax base to support the giant amount of jobs that you have that are government jobs, and it just doesn't work out. You're absolutely right. Economically, just not even politically, not even saying are you a Democrat or are you a Republican, just looking at the economics, it just does not work out. Sal, thanks for the call. You have a great Thanksgiving. And again, a big shout out to your daughter for serving in Afghanistan and actually coming back and having the chance to celebrate with her family. That's a nice story. I mentioned this before, that there were many, many people that were involved on a ship. There were 2,500 or more that were on the USS Iwo Jima, the USS New York, the USS Gunson Hall, who had to turn the ships around. They were getting into Norfolk. They were getting closer. And now they're in the Mediterranean because of the situation in Israel and Gaza. And we opened up with that sound. So what's the latest? We're going to talk about that on the flip side.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 20, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1731.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1774.39, $887.20 for a half ounce, or $443.60 for a quarter ounce. That's $1774.39, $887.20, and $443.60.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Coming up here on America Tonight during this hour. But before we do that, I said I was going to talk about Hamas, and the ceasefire is hovering around. Clinton is there, has had many discussions. She's just part of the crew talking over what's going on. And now the Hamas people say no ceasefire deal with Israel is even close. So you keep hearing different things, even with sources and Washington, they have one foot going in one direction and one in the other on this because they're not there, and there's all kinds of landmines that are starting to really come up. The Palestinian people are the ones that are really taking the brunt of it because Israel has the Iron Dome that we paid for, that the American taxpayers paid for, to help Israel. So they've got the Iron Dome to protect them from the rocket fire that they're taking, you know, 1,000 missiles sent their way, and 3 have hit schools, but the schools were cleared. 8 Israelis have died in this, but many more Palestinian people have been wounded, and so many, like 225 kids were wounded, and 52 were killed. Ooh. So you got these talks in Jerusalem and these Palestinian, the Palestinian rocket fires in the background, and the Israeli airstrikes are going on. Benjamin Netanyahu says he wants a long-term diplomatic solution, but says, you know what, I can step this up. I got the big boys that I can send over there. In other words, I got tons of rockets. I'm ready to just outblast them. And we have protection, that's about 85-90% helpful, because it still gets through. Some of it still gets through. So what Clinton's doing is she's going to be there for days. There's no Thanksgiving happening for her other than there in the Middle East. Cairo, the Egyptian president, Mohamed Morsi, and, you know, this could ultimately end. Is he going to be able to work this out? Could this end the week of violence that has killed 140 people totaled? 140 total? And, you know, like I said, throw a coin up in the air and it could go in either direction, really, honestly. There is no handicapping this, because even with some of the best ears on it, you get different conflicting reports. And the reason why is because Hamas. Hamas is a terrorist organization. How are they getting their warheads? A lot of it is coming from, oh, guess what, Egypt. And who is supplying some of this? Oh, yes, that would be Iran. So they keep getting the supplies, but they cannot match Israel. So Hamas, a Hamas leader in Cairo, said there's not going to be any announcement until at least Wednesday, but probably not. And Hamas is blaming Israel for not responding to their proposals. Netanyahu, by the way, talking about politics, as we were earlier, has a general election in just a couple of months, and he has sent his army reserves for the threatened ground invasion just in case, like 20,000. But wants a long-term deal. His words, long-term, he keeps saying long-term, to end this firing, and that no deal has ever happened that's been long-term. It hasn't happened. Better for Israel, they know it. Hamas, not so sure. Maybe there's a method to some of this madness. And Clinton broke away from the Asian tour to hustle up over to the Middle East. Nothing with Obama, just the president saying again and again and again for the fifth time in 2 days that we have rock solid support for Israel's security. That we want to, see, I love the buzzwords. Here's what we want: a durable outcome and of the responsibility for continuing to peace that'll be borne by Egypt, Gaza, and other neighbors whose leaders come from the Muslim Brotherhood. Because guess what? The Muslim Brotherhood, did you know this? If you heard a few of the Jeff Atticott conversations I've had on America Tonight, the Muslim Brotherhood inspired the Hamas founders. That's how Hamas all started to form. So good luck with the durable outcome. Not so sure about that. And Netanyahu does not want what they remember back in 2008, the invasion in the winter, where they had 1,400 Palestinians who died. They don't want to see that happen, but he is completely willing to return the rocket fire on the Gaza Strip. And those people are sitting ducks, and that's what Hamas has turned them into. I mean, they're sitting ducks unless they somehow get out of there. There are 1.7 million Palestinians in that strip of land. 1.7. And Israel's got the targets, 130 sites, including what they need to get to and what they have gone after, ammunition stores and the Gaza headquarters of the National Islamic Bank. There were 150 rockets that were fired from Gaza by early evening. And you just got to think about it. How many other countries would tolerate getting shellacked, getting kicked in the teeth with rocket fire against big cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem and against its people? So Israel is not going to just let that happen. Israel's not going to let that happen. And Israel has the majority of chess pieces on the board for allies. Not all, but a big majority. Egypt is key in this. Think of where Egypt is in relationship to Israel. And they have to be a key player in ending this fighting between Israel and the Palestinian militants. I mean, this is, you know, this is since that 3 weeks I talked about where 1,400 Palestinians died. That was 2008 and then into 2009. And Egypt, of course, has had a peace treaty with Israel since 1979. And it looked like that was the first piece of the puzzle to peace overall in those sands, seriously, in the Middle East, but it never happened. It didn't happen. So the Arab Spring uprisings, Muslim Brotherhood, Hamas, the rocket fire back and forth, there are some tricky things happening. Tricky things. And Mohammed Mursi has warned Bibi of the consequences of an invasion that happened before into Gaza that they're not going to stand by. So, boy, you think about that. Egypt needs money from the U.S. Is Egypt willing to alienate us to go up against Israel and to pony up with the people in the Gaza Strip and really Hamas? This is why how this escalates is so scary and why you should care. Because ultimately, if it gets way over the top, that means we're invested and we are going to be there. We already have people in place should they need to make a move. Meaning all those ships that turned around and ships that were already there. We got all kind. You know, if you had binocs and you were on the Gaza Strip and you had a high enough sight, of course it would be pretty dangerous, right? And you were doing the same thing in Israel, you would see it. You would see the U.S. right there, ready to move in. And if Egypt decides to jump into this, should it get worse, bye-bye serious do-re-mi from the United States. So Mohammed Morsi is in a particularly interesting spot because of the Muslim Brotherhood. And this is all coming into play, things that we talked about a year ago, by the way, that ultimately booting out Hosni Mubarak for the Muslim Brotherhood, I don't know, dictator-like, stealing all the money, seems like a nice guy, but has other tricks up his sleeve, that would be the Muslim Brotherhood leader. I think things are getting even trickier in the Middle East. Stay with us.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off. Or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and emergency essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous 4-herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
To start to mold a new reality closer to the heart, closer to the heart. Blacksmith and the artist reflected in their art, they forge their creativity closer to the heart. Yeah, closer to the heart. Philosophers and plowmen, each must know his part to sow a new mentality closer to the heart. Yes, closer to the heart. Yes!
I think by now everybody's on board with the fact that we are marching along here on America tonight to get rid of problems of the heart. We're not talking about the love kind. It isn't that kind of show. We're talking about the serious kind that kill you. Somebody just sent me a sheet on it. I was doing some research, and it turns out there are about 42 million American women who live with cardiovascular disease, but they don't even know they have that threat. Remember, this is what set me on this course, because I had a family history of heart problems. And it really scared me to death, running and whatnot, because I worried what could happen to me as I saw what had happened to many of the men in the Delaney family. And as it turns out, I have a couple of cousins who also have had cardiovascular problems, and they're women. Entering into the picture is my pal Don Wiskin. He's just terrific. We talk to him a couple of times each and every month about Extendivite, the product that he developed or had developed as a result of what he saw that had happened to his family and himself. And it's just amazing. I said I saw immediately that my cholesterol numbers and blood pressure numbers went down, and I was thrilled to pieces about that. Not to mention it helped my wallet, because I had a reduction in a life insurance policy since the numbers were so good. So here he is, Don Wiskin. And Don, I just can't sing the praises enough, because I saw it for myself. And that's what you talk about all the time, the fact that what you get the most gratification from is so many people send you their stories of what happened once they started to take it. And once they stayed on it, they saw that, man, those good cholesterol numbers really started to show up.
Absolutely, Kate. And thanks for having me back on again. No, it's happening a lot. It's happening to a lot of people. But I think it's because we're actually heading in the wrong direction with what we're doing. You know, our food's not the same as it used to be. We're taking, you know, pills to try and stop some of the symptoms. But really what it boils down to is we're just not getting the right nutrients in our diet anymore. And we need, you know, the benefits of these herbs to help offset the problems that are coming from trying to live the way that the corporations want us to live.
Yeah, and it's, you know, you saw it for yourself. Did you think, because you were young when you started to have your heart problems. I mean, you were in your 40s, right? Early 40s?
I turned 43 in a hospital waiting for an angioplasty.
Wow.
Yeah, and my brother was almost 45. He was a month away from his birthday. It was August 1st, but he died on the weekend of July 1st. 44 years old, he would have been 45 in a month.
Wow.
You know, nobody was there to help him. He just woke up in the middle of the night and went to the bathroom, and that's where they found him, on the floor in the bathroom.
Yeah, and that's the thing about heart problems. As you said, there was no one there to help him. This is what tends to happen to a lot of people. You know, there's stories where somebody luckily gets to the hospital in time and they have a procedure, but there's so many people that don't even make it to that transition to even get to the hospital. And that's the idea. To not even get to that position in the first place. And as you
yeah.
said, it's the nutrients and taking the nutrients. You know, somebody asked me this. Big Al asked me to ask you the question about, because he was fascinated by the story. I always tell everybody to go to your website because they can read about you at heartdrop.com and also even more about Extendvite and what you offer. But the thing that he was so fascinated about was the herbs and how they all came together and how the combination is what makes a difference. And that's what it is. Truly, it was finding the right concoction, right?
Well, you know, there was a product out of Germany, and I think it's still on the go. It uses three ingredients, and it's called Hertz Chrysaloff Tropin. And that's really where the whole idea came from, because, you know, I was out in British Columbia at the time that this was all happening, and, you know, there were some people out in Kelowna that were taking this German product. And, you know, it kind of made you think, well, you know, what can we do to make this better? And that's where, you know, things like the garlic and the cayenne, the hawthorn, you know, the garlic, for instance, helps to chelate the heavy metals and the toxins out of your body, but it also boosts your immune system and helps to make you healthy. The cayenne gets the blood flowing, but, you know, cayenne was used by people like Dick Quinn, who was, you know, left for dead, and he cured himself of heart disease with just cayenne and a few other greens. And there was also a guy in Toronto, Ben Kerr. He was the king of cayenne. And he came back from, he was a three-pack-a-day smoker, and he had emphysema, and he cured himself with cayenne. And when he came across Extendivite, he just couldn't believe it. He even wrote us a song up there because he was a busker in Toronto. But, you know, it is just the basic herbs. And the hawthorn, the German Commission E, which is, you know, they're like the world authority on herbs, they consider hawthorn an approved cardiac preparation. So you've got the hawthorn, the cayenne, the garlic, your basics there. You know, we added the ginkgo biloba to help to get more oxygen to the heart and brain. We also use the bilberry to help with the inflammation in the arteries, which is caused by the damage from the free radicals or the peroxides. We've got the milk thistle to help your liver rejuvenate, because your liver is the thing that actually delivers the nutrients to your arteries and your body to keep everything fed and working properly. And it also creates and disposes of the cholesterol, so we need it as healthy as possible. And then the valerian, because stress is such a thief, and a lot of people are under stress. And when you're having heart problems, you know, you don't realize how much stress you're actually under. It helps to calm you while the other herbs go to work. So it's an amazing combination of herbs that synergistically are creating all of these good things that are happening to people. We just had an email the other day where one guy has been taking Coumadin, a rat poisoning, and he finally is getting off of it. And he just sees it happening. Every time he goes in to have his blood tested, they keep lowering his Coumadin levels. But ginkgo and garlic are both natural blood thinners, and that's what's helping them. So there's a lot to it, because, you know, When I had my heart attack, Kate, I had no idea it was going to happen to me. It came right out of the blue. I wasn't prepared for what was happening. I had no idea what was happening to me. I lay down on the floor, and that's where my wife found me. And, you know, that's when we decided we should go to the hospital.
Yeah. And, you know, the whole idea is, as we keep saying, is to get to the point where we're not at that point. And I'll tell this story, Don. This happened, geez, about 2 months ago. The guy, his name was Jeff Dorff, who first hired me to do America Tonight and, you know, had run the program on his network. All of a sudden, his wife, I just talked to her last week, all of a sudden it was late at night and he was in his office and nobody heard him or anything. And then they went and just to check to say, hey, we're going to bed. And he was on the floor and it was too late. They couldn't do anything. He had a massive heart attack, massive heart attack.
It is a shame.
It is
but
a shame.
That's just how fast it happens, too. I mean, it comes right out of the blue. It could happen in the next room, you know, to somebody you love. Well, you're sitting there watching TV and you had no idea what was going on.
Yeah. And that's what you say, you know, on Extendivite, it's interesting. I was looking at the bottle, and of course you list all the ingredients and everything. And one of the things that you say, and this is the press that I'm making for people out there that are could be future heart attack victims, is you say hope for hearts, and that's what it's about, because we're not getting the kind of nutrients that we used to get in our food, and I think that's only going to get worse, don't you?
Oh, you know, there's all kinds of stuff happening out there in the world, and there's doctors who are finally walking away from being cardiologists because they know that they're not actually helping these people. They're just putting a Band-Aid on the real situation. Whereas, you know, the biggest culprits are things like sugar, flour, you know, and any of the products that are made from them. And now they're telling us use, you know, omega-6 vegetable oils like soybean, corn, and sunflower. You know, they're found in many processed foods. We're just, you know, we're not getting the nutrients like a carrot that we eat today. 100 years ago, we ate that one carrot and it was a lot of nutrients, but today we need to eat 4 of those carrots to get the same amount of nutrients that was there just 100 years ago.
Wow. It's amazing.
It's the industrialization of our world, and you know, we're playing with things that we don't know how bad they are yet. David Suzuki once said, when he was talking about genetically modified foods, and he was saying, you know, we won't know for generations as to what kind of damage we're actually doing, because it won't show up until, you know, in our offspring. But it's showing up in the amount of cancer and the amount of heart disease that we have nowadays from not taking herbs.
Yeah.
From living the life, from being so busy that we don't really pay attention to what's happening to us.
Yeah, I think that's key. Not paying attention and just grabbing whatever we can. And, you know, then you get a wake-up call like you got, and like many other people I know, and even myself with spiked numbers I had no idea about with cholesterol because I felt healthy as a horse. So thank goodness for Extendivite. And I'll tell you, check out the story. Go to heartdrop.com and you'll hear some of what Don was talking about. Or call 877-928-8822 to order some for yourself and get started so you don't end up on that hospital room operating table. Don, thanks so much as always. We'll talk to you again a little bit later next month, or the tail end of this month probably, one more time.
Well, thanks for having me on, Kate, for helping me share this message with the population out there. So thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks, Don. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
At least 3 or 4 times a week, but I am just shocked at the amounts of mail that we get. Of all the shows I've ever done, America Tonight, especially the last 3 or 4 years, just seems to get an avalanche of heavy opinion and sometimes really funny stuff. So bravo to everybody who lets their thoughts fly. I think you hear me or you hear it in playback or you listen to it later in the day and you really are a thoughtful crowd. You know, when I worked in New York, I used to get death threats faxed to me only from one crazy Yankee fan because he felt as though I favored the Mets over the Yankees. And actually, it became kind of a funny little thing. However, this group likes to talk a lot about what isn't happening, the furiousness over things that should be going on, and then sometimes tongue-in-cheek jokes and whatnot. So I always, always, always emphasize, if you have something to say, you want to vent, you want to give me your mama's crock pot recipe. I've been into the crock pot thing lately because I'm eating healthier, right? So I'm trying not to make those excuses about, I guess got to grab something quick in a hurry, so I'll just make this rare exception. Just put it in that crock pot. Let it just go all day long. The last thing I did, somebody sent me a recipe. How easy is this, guys? You could, like, make this for your woman in a second and be a hero. You get frozen chicken breasts, throw them in the crock pot, have a thing of picante, mix in some taco powder, and put it all in there. Boom, comes out, shred the chicken, and then you have corn or flour tortillas, and bada bing, you got a meal. Throw in a little rice, and that's it. I have to tell you the rest, but how easy is that? It's like 5 hours, 6 hours, however long you want it to be, just throw it in that pot. So anyway, I actually have had people send me things with crock pot recipes attached to it. You can send me whatever you want to send me. And having prefaced that, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This from Roland. Roland says, Kate, I don't think Hillary Clinton is going to save Israel and Gaza from what ails them. It's called hatred, baby. They are haters. And I don't think, no matter what anyone says, I don't think they ever truly will settle their differences. What do you say? That's kind of a bleak thing, or bleak way to look at it. I don't think they will ever settle their differences. But I understand your point. All wars seem to be religious wars. At least, what, 95% go back in history and examine all the wars, and ultimately, you'll see, there is religion involved. In the Middle East, it is definitely about that. Pieces of land, territory, hatred, I hate the Zionists, the whole nonsense, the diatribe that you constantly hear from Ahmadinejad. Really, is he trying to ever extend an olive branch? And of course, the answer is no, he's not. And he's trying to stir the pot. And that's what happens. The Middle East is full of pot stirrers and religious fanatics. So the poor people who are what we would call, I'm going to call them the everyman who lives in Gaza, the everyman and runs a shop, let's say, has a little shop of pastries or whatever, the everyman who lives in Tel Aviv, the everyman who lives in Egypt, they're just rolling the dice. They're playing the numbers. Who knows what's going to happen? We don't know what's going to happen. You know, we want to have open discussion. We want to have a good government. We want to be able to have a chance at a better way of life. And we don't want to walk down the street thinking that a car that we're getting into could be rigged with bombs because of an Islamic jihadist, or somebody could walk into the marketplace and blow themselves up. Or, oh, gee, I could just drop my kid off at school and there's a rocket that hits the gymnasium and narrowly misses my child. I can't imagine living like that. I can't imagine it. You know, in Israel, and certainly there are people that are armed in other parts of the Middle East, but in Israel, teachers have guns. They have guns in their drawer because guess what could happen when they're at school? Somebody could come in, and not that they think that necessarily. It's not that, oh, we think this is going to happen every day, but it's just a fact. You serve in the military, we understand. We look at our borders, we know when things are a little rocky. Which, you got Netanyahu, the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, saying, let's get a long-term deal here. He's older, he's tired, he's sick of it. Let's get a long-term deal. We keep our missiles, you keep your missiles, and don't forget, we've got the secret weapon, the Iron Dome. The more that this itch to go back and forth and have rocket fire, the more chance that Iran somehow sneaks in there and we see World War III. Then we're involved. So that would be Iraq, Afghanistan, and then Iran and Israel. Wow. That's just too much. That will be the final straw that breaks the camel's back, the camel who is carrying our future. Financially, that will just break us. I mean, it will just break us. So there's my answer to that one. We move on to Jack, who is listening to us in Illinois. I think this is new. Jack says, hello, Ms. Delaney. I've been listening to America Tonight. I get a chuckle at some of the analogies that you throw down. I have to say, I think you're kind of cute. It's fun to listen to the show. And I do like, in fact, that you mix in some other things. Things being the operative word. We do mix in some other things. So Jack goes on to say here, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. I am thankful that the election is over. I was just so tired of it at the end. My guy didn't win, but I'm okay with it because I voted. And I'm going to keep fighting the good fight. And let's hope other Americans are doing the same thing. See ya. Happy Turkey Day. Yeah. You know, gobble, gobble, it's over. And, you know, your guy lost. We move on. And you still got to fight for whatever it is you believe in. The right to privacy, less government. You might not feel that way, but you know, I could throw out a few of the things that we constantly are talking about here. You know, whatever it is, the right not to have drones in your neighborhood. The idea of the drones, oh, just brutal, isn't it? Let's go to Rick, who's listening to us in Illinois. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Kate. Huh. Hey, you got a long weekend coming up.
I do. I have an extra day, so that should be a lot of fun. We're gonna go turkey shooting.
Yeah, see if you can find me a so-called conservative Republican. I ain't found one yet. You know, they spent $1 billion trying to get Romney elected. Wasted $1 billion trying to get him away elected. That'll sound very conservative, maybe.
Yeah, but you got to remember this, Rick. We're talking about big boys that spent big money, like the casino magnate, Adelson, the Koch brothers, and people that gave big money thanks to Citizens United and the Supreme Court saying, hey, corporations, form a group, and you can put in whatever the amount of money is. And that's what I think made Karl Rove so upset on election night, realizing he was the guy who knows how to get the money from the people who have the wealth, and now he's got to answer as to why Romney didn't win. So it's not the little people. It's not people writing checks for Romney. Not that some people didn't do that, but it was really big money that backed him.
Yeah, but he's always pushing to be conservative and all this other stuff. I don't see whether conservative when it's wasting $1 billion. They should have sent that to New Jersey.
New Jersey could use that money. But to be fair, listen, the Democrats spent a ton of dough too. They spent a lot of money, and their money. But I know what you're going to say to that. Well, then of course Obama got elected. But there was so much money spent on both sides of this. It's ridiculous. If you think you're the incumbent president and you have to spend that much money, almost over a billion, it was a billion altogether and split up. That's crazy that when you're the incumbent, you have to spend that. But this is what it takes to get elected, that we have to spend all this money on television ads. I mean, give me a break. That's one thing some of the other countries might have right, where you have to stop, you have to limit the advertising at the tail end. In France, at the tail end of the election, in France you can't even campaign for the last 2 weeks. And, you know, maybe we would save some money, whether it's people just giving a little bit or people that have a lot of money chunking in a million here and 2 million and 10 million in this direction. But it does seem like, wow, you lost it and all that money is gone, just gone.
Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.